June 9th, Oswald Chambers. My utmost for his highest. The next best thing to do. Ask if you have not received. For everyone that asks receiveth. Luke 11:10. There is nothing more difficult than to ask. We will long and desire and crave and suffer, but not until we are at the extreme limit will we ask. A sense of unreality makes us ask. Have you ever asked out of the depths of moral poverty? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. But be sure that you do lack wisdom. You cannot bring yourself up against reality when you like. The next best thing to do, if you are not spiritually real, is to ask God for the Holy Spirit on the word of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes real in you all that Jesus did for you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. This does not mean that you will not get if you do not ask, but until you get to the point of asking, you won't receive it as though it was from God. To receive means you have come into the relationship of a child of God. And now you perceive with intelligent and moral appreciation and spiritual understanding that these things come from God. If any of you lack wisdom, if you realize you are lacking, it is because you have come in contact with spiritual reality. Do not put your reasonable blinkers on again. People say, preach us the simple gospel. Don't tell us we have to be holy, because that produces a sense of abject poverty, and it is not nice to feel abjectly poor. Ask means beg. Some people are poor enough to be interested in their poverty, and some of us are like that spiritually. We will never receive if we ask with an end in view, if we ask not out of our poverty, but out of our lust. A pauper does not ask from any other reason than the abject, hanging condition of his poverty. He is not ashamed to beg. Blessed are the paupers in spirit. The following commentary is not endorsed by the Oswald Chambers Society or the publisher, but are submitted by 808. We often wonder why God does not answer our prayers. Sometimes we don't even think to pray, and yet what we might have asked for comes to us. The point of prayer is for us to talk to God about everything, pray without ceasing. It is only when we do this that we can see God's purpose in our receiving whatever we get. If we begin to see everything as dispensed by God to accomplish his purpose in us or in others, then and only then are we drawn closer to him as his loving, merciful, gracious character is confirmed in the little things as well as the big things in our lives. If you know that you are not as deep spiritually as he desires, simply admit that to him. It is his responsibility to take me deeper spiritually. He cannot do that, however, unless I invite him to do so. I will never ask for this unless I realize that I am not there yet. The Holy Spirit can and will do what I cannot do. That is, he will impart wisdom which comes only from God. Remember also that the spiritual is contrary to the natural, common sense, mind. Ask without an ulterior selfish motive. My asking may, when motivated by a sense of deepest need, will always invoke a response from God. He takes great pleasure in meeting my needs. He does not, however, have any desire to bless a whining child. The purpose of prayer is to establish intimacy with God. When Jesus went away to spend personal, private time with God, his prayers were made so that he would know the mind of God. Then when Jesus returned to his daily ministry and work, he knew before he spoke what he should speak. He knew whom he should heal. He knew where he should go. He simply moved in perfect harmony and parallel to his Father's desire. Use prayer to draw near to God, and his promise is that he will draw near to you.